Time management training. Proper time management training is important. Why are time management training methods important to you personally? Because without proper time management training, you won't be doing the most valuable tasks. And since you are paid for the amount of value that you can add to the marketplace per unit time, then unless you are doing only the most valuable things, you won't earn the money that you want. Time management training methods allow you to more effectively identify those tasks that add the most value in any given stretch of time. If you consistently apply time management training methods properly, then you will add more value to the marketplace. And this time next year, you will be able to earn more money in less time, which, presumably, is your goal. In relation to time management training, most people make the same mistakes. In relation to time management, we all tend to make the same mistakes. Take a look around you, and you will see that most people fail to concentrate their efforts. Many fail to concentrate, and as a consequence, many people are suffering with one or more of the following symptoms. 1. Many spread themselves too thinly over too many tasks simultaneously, and so make only minimal progress on any one of them. 2. Many are too easily distracted off the task they are meant to be on. 3. Many attend meetings that go on for too long because the delegates don't stick to the point of the meeting. 4. Many people have no defined plan of action, so instead they are driven by the environment. They react to whatever pops up in front of them. 5. Many have no focus whatsoever, so they drift around without any sense of urgency or purpose. A lack of concentration is the root cause of all these problems. Concentration of effort is the solution to all these problems. Cambridge University Dictionary defines concentration like this. Concentration is the act of directing your attention or your efforts towards a particular activity, subject, or problem. Concentration is important because you only have a limited amount of time, energy, brain power, and enthusiasm. And yet, many of the problems you face may require a very large amount of time, energy, brain power, and enthusiasm. So, if you don't focus your mind on the thing that you are on, then you minimize your chances of solving the problems that face you. Think of it by comparing the action of a magnifying lens as against the action of a plain sheet of glass. When the sun's energy passes through a plain glass window, it is not focused onto a point, and so has no power to burn through an obstacle. But if the same amount of sunlight energy passes through a magnifying lens and is focused onto a single point, then it can be used to burn through hardwood. A laser beam can cut through carbon steel. It is amazing to consider that something as ephemeral as light energy can burn through any obstacle. In like manner, your brain energy can either be focused or not. Focused like a laser beam or dispersed across a wide range. If your brain power is focused like a laser beam, especially if it is then combined with the brains of your colleagues, then you will rapidly burn through every barrier that presents itself. But if you do not focus your mind onto one thing at a time for long enough, then you won't generate sufficient intensity to make a dent in any of the barriers that stop you. And most people have never learned to be focused like a laser beam. Most haven't given the issue any thought. Give it some thought. How specifically can you develop the necessary mental focus? You could start by making it an issue. Simply decide to focus your mind. Nobody can stop you. In addition, we could reverse the list of symptoms listed above and make the new list a list of disciplines. Thus, 1. Don't spread yourself too thinly over too many tasks simultaneously, thus making only minimal progress on any one of them. Instead, decide which task is the most valuable and urgent task, and make it your focus. Question: what about the rest of the tasks that need doing? Answer: 1. Delegate some of them. 2. Delay some of them. 3. Ignore the rest. 2. Refuse to be so easily distracted by colleagues who talk to you about things that don't add value. Don't talk for too long about what is on TV. Non-work-related issues. Personal problems. Office gossip. 3. When you go to a meeting, have an agenda and stick to it. Notice when you have drifted off topic. 4. Always try to work according to a plan and try not to be too driven by the immediate environment. Instead, be driven by your goals. 5. Never drift. If you are drifting, then you are wasting energy. Instead, ask yourself this wonderful, life-changing question: what can I do today that will tend to make next year our best year ever? When the answer to that question comes, get on it. Thank you for listening to me. It has been a real pleasure. For more information about time management training, visit the rest of the Corporate Coach Group website.